I know y'all need to have
Blog Talk a prayer. Radio.
No! Get that mother! No!
This song is dedicated to all. This song is dedicated to all the sinner parents in the world.
No!
Ula Fada, who art in Zion, unwavering be thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth, unwavering be thy
listening. Oh, ye dry bones. It's Wednesday night, everybody, and we're looking to have a wonderful show. So much is going on in these past and week, as you know, we had some wonderful guests on last week, and many of you know the show was on Detroit, but we had a brother who was in the state of Michigan, Benton Harbor, and we'll get into that later on what took place on Reverend Pickney, who graciously did the show, and he was taken the next day after the show, y'all. So if y'all have not heard that show, I suggest y'all go on there and listen to what this brother was saying. He's 65 years old, and he's kicking strong, everybody. Just let you know, those of you think, you know, you too good to go out there. Well, I had a wonderful weekend, and I'm going to do what I normally do, because in order to set this off right, y'all, brother say, we need to look up the righteous people. Well, you better look at what the word righteous means, and are you actually understanding it? But before we get anywhere and go any place, I'm going to keep us on point tonight with the seven oracles of Mayah. And if y'all don't know them, I suggest y'all look up what the word Mayah means. It is universal principle of truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. Anybody cannot tell me those are principles for morality. If you can find any other way, you let me know. But those are the principles laid down by the ancient Kemetics, and those of in the Indus Nile Valley, first and Indus Valley regions, and then beyond up into what we have today. But we are not following these principles. So I did that. Now let me get to the business hand. We had a wonderful time with all that's going on. And I'm going to open up. Y'all are the special guest tonight, so feel special because you really are. And I'm looking forward to my brothers coming in, but I will get them ready for it now. I was up in that favorite area up there, and my brothers up there, I appreciate y'all. Tampa, St. Pete, Lake Wales, powerful area, Lehigh Acres. Energy is coming from out of that area. I just want to say that. And I know the people are trying to do some good things, but this state needs to have a movement, and we need to have a movement now. And we will be getting into the Bundy situation. We also will be getting into the LA Clippers owner situation, so no one gets deceived by all this, because that's letting you know, we're going to look at all that carefully. Is this propaganda by the media, or are you actually listening to what the person actually said? If you listen to the media, you ain't getting it. If you listen to what the person actually said, I guarantee you may not be able to find any fault with that, especially when you're 80 years old and you freaking a 38-year-old. I'm sure he probably about to go. That Viagra can't last no longer. And she's seeing him with Magic Johnson. I'm sure that didn't help. So, but let me give my accolades out to people who did a wonderful job on a night of poetry and praise up in Tampa. He was at the Enoch Davis Center. It was wonderful. I had a good time. The people there was very cordial and loving. Sponsored by Move and Change Enterprise, which is Anthony Cates and Irene Oliver Cates. We had different people there, hairdresser, Annie's Beauty Supply. Once y'all know, everybody in Florida area, there is black hairdressing supply stores. They have, I believe, two of them. She's one of the biggest, I believe, was Annie. She was there, and it was good to see that. They have control over something up there, and it was wonderful to see. They have a lot of publishers, books, and we will be having a book club soon. I have a book that will be coming out. One of my brothers, bear with me, everybody. One of my brothers, well, I have the pleasure of being the first on the book club when we start this up. It's our brother, we call him Brother Haru, but his autobiography is I'll Smile Tomorrow, A Lesson Learned. And that'll be one of the start-off kickers to our book club. So we want everybody to start reading, because that's the only way we can get more people educated as well. And like I said, the brother's book is called I Smile Tomorrow, A Lesson Learned, the autobiography of H. Keith McAdams. We call him Brother Haru. And excellent book. I think y'all should read it. It's very interesting. And it's on Amazon, and it's on his website, I believe, I'll Smile Tomorrow, but I'll get clarity on that later. Again, I want to thank everybody. So, got that out the way. Oh, and I want to thank those of who's out there with Brother Temple Patah, New South Lodge number 12, out there doing your cleanup, staying true to the game, being seen, cleaning up the community, because the area they cleaned up is very much needed. So we appreciate that they stay on our course. And, of course, we need to as well. But tonight, we're going to get down hard, and we're going to knock this thing out. Y'all got to realize, propaganda is everywhere. Joseph Goebbels is happy as hell. He is made probably a saint. That's probably who they're talking about when they made a saint for this week. But let me just say this. Reverend Pickney was on the show last Wednesday. He talked about what was going on in Michigan, but in particularly his hometown of Benton Harbor. He was trying to recall an election, which they had the signatures to do. And once they did it, they had it. But you know the powers that be play dirty. So they tried to come with a game. And guess what? It happens to be a brother mayor. You know, that's why I try to tell people, quit playing this race game on yourself. You know, many of ourselves will do us in. And it's a long history. And tonight, we will talk about that later after I get this out the way. But let me just let you know. The brother said on the show, many incidents of injustice have taken place, especially murders. And the murders were never investigated as thoroughly as who wrote a signature. Most of the police power and manpower went to find a signature. Now, we'll be getting more clarity on this Wednesday. We'll be getting more clarity on that probably next few days on what's really taking place with him. But what we want to do is, this Wednesday, I'll clear that up, this Wednesday also, we're going to try to get him on here. So it's kind of where we are going, because we have also that going on in that period. We got Bundy. So my brothers who got the information on Bundy, y'all stay ready. We got Bundy is really being taken out of context. Now, many of you who go to my Facebook, drivezoneconnection.com, can see the actual interview with Bundy. And, of course, he's 80 years old again. I see, I'm getting all back into this. These are 80-year-old men who are in the last stages of life. They have seen the old days. You can't take that to heart because they was brought in that era. If you're 80 years old, you've seen almost lynching. Do y'all understand that? If you are 80 years old and you are in America, you've probably seen horrendous injustices to black people at that time. So you got used to that, especially if you're a billionaire screwing a black Mexican. I mean, he ain't racist because he got a black Mexican. That goes to prove the Amish people were there. Should be happy to have a black Mexican girlfriend he got. That should make us happy. When they said black Mexican, I started jumping up. I said, Amish. Proving it every day. So he got a black Mexican. And we're going to get another sister view on this later on before I get even into that. I just want to set the stage for all this. And then, you know, the man just said, Bundy, that he remembered blacks happy doing sharecropping. Y'all know what he said. He said sharecropping. But he said before that, he did not want to take blacks back into the time frame they was in. And he did not want to take Mexicans into the time frame they was in. And he mentioned that this war is not against nobody but the Federal Corporational Masonic Republic. That's a fact. Those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, it's the Masonic Republic. I'm still waiting for all the bays and the L's to tell the people that. So they won't be thinking they can just walk into a courtroom and thinking that it ain't no repercussions because these people don't follow the same code we do. Okay? And we'll get into that later as well. I'm setting the stage up. We're going to be on fire tonight. It's a Monday night. And I'm glad y'all are with us tonight because it shows me y'all into wisdom, knowledge, and understanding rather than a few other things. But I do have my TV on, so I ain't going to say no more. But, again, let's get into that. Now, tonight's subject, and let me segue it in, it's called the Beacon Revolution. Bacon Revolution. I'm going to say Bacon Revolution. I'm using really probably Beacon. And that was a revolution that is hardly ever talked about, everybody. Hardly ever talk about it. Because you know why? it has some major repercussions in what we are going through today, and these in the 1600s. See, a lot of what's taking place is in this era. That's why everybody be talking about status and everything, because that's when the transformation of all this took place. So I understand that. But there's other ramifications that need to be talked about, or otherwise our people would not be still with one eye. They need both eyes to see this. So, you know, and this rebellion was done in Virginia. You know, it was done at the time frame where tobacco was king. You know, the same company that's still making money today. You know, all the tobacco companies ain't stopping nothing. You know, they thinking of new ways. Just like, you know, you smoking them cigarettes, that oil probably coming from them. So, this rebellion, I'm going to keep it simple so we can get this started. Everybody get on board. So get your, if you want to get into this conversation after this, hit the number one and we'll bring you in. But I'm going to bring you to speed with this. It said, he was a member of the Colonial Council, militant opponent of Virginia land policy. He had prepared a revolt a few years earlier by organized armed mutiny of angry, here's the key word, of angry taxpayers. Keyword. At Lane's Creek Parish in 1667. He proclaimed freedom to all bond labor. That's the key word, bond labor. It is in the Bible. It says, to sell you, when everybody was getting those scriptures from Abraham, said, I'm in a strange land and ye know not, and your children should be bond servants. Well, you know, that means for a lot of people, because a lot of people now had not seen America. Even though black people were here, and it was proved by the documented evidence that we have with Dr. David Himmeltep, though you have not gotten the book and need to have that book as your documented evidence when you talk to people who are just going to left field, show them the documented evidence. So it says that all bond labor, in anticipation, they would join his call against, what's the word, big tobacco bourgeoisie. This is what they think. He was right. Thousands of bond laborers. Now, here's the key word here, 6,000 European Americans and 2,000 African Americans took up arms against a numerically tiny Anglo-American slave-owning planter class. Look what it just said, everybody. It said Anglo-American slave-owning planter class seizing the day dramatically and drove them back to the governor Berkeley, back to England, hats in hand. Now, here's the key. Look what it said it would cause. It shut down all tobacco production for 14 straight months. Now, they was catching holy hell. That's like almost trying to stop Wall Street today. So just use that same philosophy and see how Wall Street was out. So they was furious. And guess what they did? They were smart, too. They said, we got to think of a way to stop having black slaves. If any of y'all go on my website blog, you'll see the pictures I have. I got the triangular trade of slavery. Arab, European, Asian. Okay? Marco Polo, I don't want to talk about that, had the same slave trade. It's triangular trade, meaning three groups were involved. And when this happened, they all went ballistic. And they had to come with a way. So what they did was what anybody would do, divide and conquer. They had seen that the poor black, white and indentured blacks, poor black who was in servitude, had to come out of being together. And what did they do? They used the white skin as class. Because prior to that, we were screwing the hell out of it. Now, y'all go on the thing and look up all the pictures I got on the blog. I went and got pictures from Europe and Spain and Africa, and we were screwing the hell out of white women. Period. Nobody on here can defuse that, no way, no how. So this made-up entity that we be talking about, we had something to do with. I also mentioned, and before I open up the whole thing, it said that this indentured servitude, prior to this, it even has it in their own books, the case I gave everybody. I'm asking everybody who's into the legalese, we enter the Black Law Dictionary, why haven't we used case law of Anthony Johnson versus Kasora, which he was trying to get his slave back? Who? Here's the problem that we have. That's why I know we got to come to light, y'all. We got to stop looking at the skin game because it's confusing us. This particular person was black. He is the first case that was used to introduce chattel slavery to this hemisphere. And here's what it says, so you don't get it twisted. 1640 Virginia courts. In 1640, Virginia courts had sentenced one of the first black indentured servants to slavery, John Kasora. In 1654, John Kasora became the first legal slave in America. That's the key word, legal slave. Previously, an African indentured servant like the white. And the whites had it bad, too. Don't think they was having it all good. They had an Inquisition. They was chopping their heads off, grinding them up. You want me to, I can tell you some more if you want to. Just look up the Inquisition of the Post of Spain. And he says, Northampton County ruled Kasora and declared him property of Anthony Johnson. Since the Africans were not English, they were not covered by English common law. Now, that's deep. They was not covered by English. So this case went before everybody. And from this case, it was a gut hit. Now, this is what I do understand, and I'm going to bring it an overstand if you want me to say that for you. Gradually change of status. This is in here. It says there it was a gradual change in status of the African American. They're using that because this is what's in their dictionary, their books, for indentured servitude to chattel slave. So from that, it made a distinguish not only from the white person whose skin status changed because his skin became a caste system for us. It became superior, and it meant that, boom. But at the same time, guess what was going on, y'all? It was black people becoming powerful in this America. And so when this rebellion was destroyed, it was the first time ever in the history that two of the poorest class of people, black and white, it was able to put down one of the biggest industries in the world that still exists today, and that is big tobacco. Now, I'm going to open up the mic. I want everybody to think about that because right now we have Bundy, where the militias are gathering up in huge masses day after day, or they are coordinating state by state, which needs to be done by also us. Because in some ways, we have our hand in this, y'all. This is not something that just white folks did. We had a hand in the very beginning. That's why the book said the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Y'all can't get it twisted. That book is full of allegory. So I'm opening the mic now, and y'all say what y'all need to say, and we'll bring a couple of y'all in. I'll bring three of y'all in. And I'll call you out by number. Any of you who want to come back on, please make yourself known by hitting one. Those of you in the chat room, I greet you. I will check back in that just to make sure you have a question. If you are in there, that's fine. If not, we will keep on this radio. I'm going to go to the first caller who was 8848, and I knew she was going to call first. And I got 8857 next, and then I'll have 0639. So keep your comments brief so everybody can get on this conversation. Go ahead, sister. What you got to say? OE Dry Bones.
Hi, thank you. Hi, thank you, Dry Bones. I once again, like every show, I want to thank you for exposing the truth. And I saw that you placed in Facebook like a what Bundy really said. And I'm glad you did that because, you know, the powers that be, they're trying to make him seem something that he really isn't. And also I'm concerned for Reverend Pigney, and I'd like to, you know, really set up something where I expose him on my wall, you know, in reference to what he's going through. But I get no response from people, not even from consciousness, from conscious people. When you say about the color barrier, man, that is so true, because everybody's so stuck on the, you know, Hispanic, the black, and this and that, and we're not coming together. So, and that's why we're not getting anywhere. You know, they're keeping us all divided.
And I agree.
It's fire.
No, say,
yes,
I'm going to keep you on.
Respond.
They don't respond.
Okay.
And those of you I've got on, I got 8557 and 0639. You are on. I just want to make, after that, and then make a, y'all can get on into this conversation too. I noticed that Facebook individuals, as much as it's needed, they are not really into a movement of trying to stop out all this violence that's going against people. Because, again, we're coming into finding out it's out, and this is but I'm my opinion on this, and it seems to be that once we find out it's out, it's almost so consuming that you can't even think about other things because you just find out that all this crap has been a lie. So I know we need Facebook. Each city, each area, we can use this. If you can put that stuff out that y'all see it, and y'all have to start calling the people that is in these positions. If the mayor of Benton Harbor is doing it, I'm going to call and make a complaint. I have no choice because that's the only thing they would fear at the moment is exposure. So we have to learn that game, and it doesn't take much everybody to do that. That's the reason why we seem complacent. Now, if I did a contest for Atlanta Housewives, who can call NeNe first, it'd be a goddamn million people. It'd be a log jam. Couldn't even get the number in.
That's true.
Because it'd be so many people who want to ask her what kind of hairdo she want to have tomorrow. This is where we at. This is where we at. Go ahead, 8557. Go ahead. Get on this.
Greetings, Brother Dry Bones. You know,
you got it, bro.
I really hope that the listeners of your audience realize certainly the previous shows that you've held with, you've had Dr. David Imhotep, you've had Reverend Pinckney, Dr. Yagemi, and how I hope they realize how all the shows are actually interconnected and the message that's being conveyed, and such that in tonight's show, the topic of being the Bacon's Rebellion and also inclusive of the situation that's out in Bunkerville, Nevada, at the Bundy Ranch, and we must realize, you know, as citizens, as a people, as a nation of people, that, and we talked about this before, and this was something I mentioned during the last show with Reverend Pinckney. I advised, I warned everyone. I said the primary tactic that's used against the people is racism. That's the primary tactic. And no sooner than we had the show with Reverend Pinckney, look what happens in the media and the national news media upon the initiation of the whole Bundy Ranch incident. They were very reluctant to cover that. The national media, we all know the national news networks, the cable news networks, they were reluctant to cover it because the majority of the coverage that they provided was maybe a couple minutes. It was everything was obscured by Malaysian Flight 370. That took up all the national and international news media time. And the only time, as we witnessed just yesterday, for which they want to bring attention to, you know, to the situation out in at the Bundy Ranch, is involving racism. They spared no expense. The New York Times, CNN, Fox. Politicians had congressmen and senators give their opinion, but at no time during the initial confrontation with the federal agents did they get any comments from other than Senator John McCain and Senator Harry Reid about how you know they were lawless and domestic terrorists. That's it. But you see
That's
how
right.
they jumped
That's
all
right.
and tried to create
That's
a divisive.
Right.
racial issue.
That's right.
And I explain to everyone.
Hold on.
That's the
yeah,
foundation
hold on,
of any psychological operation. divide the people, and the media will they will continue to spread this and promote this propaganda to continue to divide the people. Why? Because you mentioned militias are forming, have already formed, and these are integrated militias. These aren't just, quote, white people that are disgruntled or dissatisfied with the government. No, you have people of color as well that are in, that are taking part in protecting their property, protecting their civil liberties, their civil rights. The Second Amendment is a core civil right, people, not just voting, but your right to bear arms is a civil right. So
that's right. Now hold on, bro. Let me get some more people in, but because I want to keep y'all there. Now let's keep that thought in everybody, so we can bring. Now, I got 063 now. I'm gonna bring you in too. Now you just heard what the brother said about these are rights, bearing arms. Now I want people to do know that I am in tune to when I brought this to everybody's attention about this Beacon's Rebellion. That this was a time frame when they was making these charters to enslave people. This is when all this time frame when they was making these land leases. This is the time when they was dealing with the Iroquois Federation. They was dealing with the Mohawk. They was dealing with the Seminole. They was dealing with all the indigenous tribes here who had color and some not having a lot of color. Let's get that clear. Now, the color game, and before we go into the next one, the color game, like Brother just said, is a key weapon. And y'all was told this by them themselves because y'all remember we had the Synagogue of Satan book that we were going over, and the first thing was said the Synagogue of Satan. You don't want, if y'all didn't hear that, go to that thing. It said that Israeli Dasselin said that they will have to perpetrate a race game. And I just showed you why the Beacon Rebellion was so important, because the poor black and the poor whites was fighting the tobacco bourgeoisie planters. That means if they couldn't get us to work, they could not maintain their wealth. You understand that? That's why it's called the working class, because they need you to work. And long as we keep working at the level they at, then we will continue to keep them rich. So they had to break that down. It took how long it take? It says 6 months. Now, I'm going to do the research on what was going on during that six-month period when they wasn't able to plant tobacco. And that would be a telling sign. Go ahead, 0639. Come on in here. Give us some information what you want to tell us. 0639, you on the air.
I had myself muted. I'm sorry. Greetings, everyone.
Greetings.
Can you hear me?
Greetings.
Oh.
Greetings. Yes.
I hear you. I just wanted to chime in on, greet Malaika, how you doing? I just wanted to chime in with to let you remind you, I already shared this with you, that I participated in a live stream call they have every Sunday called These Changing Times, and I spoke with grandmother, who is an 80-year-old woman, the leader of the Cree Nation, and she said Eric Holder sent their nation a letter telling them to stay out of U.S. courts and that they're now going to be permitted to have their own courts. Now, this leads into the Bundy situation, and that interview that they originally diced and sliced, you know, for the mainstream media, it was leaked out. The whole interview was leaked out, and it was covered on Infowars.com, and Mr. Bundy was on there, and they also interviewed one of the brothers that's in the militia that eats at Mr. Bundy's table every day, eats dinner with him every day, and I want to point out that after World War II, it was illegal to propagandize the people of America after World War II. But now, just recently, a few months ago, they waived that. And so what we're getting is straight propaganda. You know, like they used to drop leaflets in Vietnam and how they go and they divide nations by dropping leaflets on one side, the same thing they're doing in Ukraine right now. They spent $5 billion to get them people into a civil war. So they've been trying this for a long time with us. But I want to say this. I put a link in the chat room of Mike Rivera's show And 15 minutes into that call, a Moore brother called in, and boy, was I ever proud of him, because he said just the same thing Dry Bones is saying, that it's time for us to stop letting them play us with our emotions, because people want to sit around and talk about color, 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 but it's about status, 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 and it's about land rights. That's what it's about. And we don't have to get married. If you want to get married, fine. If you don't want to, that's fine, too, because we can't find nobody in on the North American continent that probably got any what you call pure breed blood, okay?
And I want y'all to know I agree with your sister Keely. Now. And I was on this sister's show. It's a sister and going. She has a show at 7. And if you don't get to me, go to her early. If y'all two can't stay up, go on her at 7, and you will be rejoiced at the knowledge that's going on. That's how we were talking today at 7 o'clock. And you stay on, sister. I got you in the already on. Now let's answer that question. Propaganda. Many of us have all been brainwashed. Me and myself have been brainwashed. I told y'all every day I get a mistake, help me not be brainwashed today. Because it's out there. It's like a movie. It's like everything you see can brainwash you. So the thing is, they're using Bundy. Now they're going to the L.A. Clippers. And let's analyze that for me.
Right.
Here's a man who's 80 years old. He all the basketball owners feel the same way, y'all. That's what we congregate with. All them got holes everywhere because they got money. Where they go? How many of y'all know on a regular level, your wife of 50 years would never let you go around with a 38-year-old and buy her a house and everything unless she was in the loop too? We can't get no type of understanding like that. This woman was 50 years in marriage, and she watched it with no problem until she got mad. Now, let's take this into account. The man said to the girl, and so, y'all, it was Magic Johnson, everybody, so quit thinking it was black people. It was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson took some Instagram pictures with her, however the case may be. He said, you can even fuck him, or you can feed them, but just don't take pictures of them. Now, does that sound like racism, or that sound like being jealous? Y'all have to ask that question. Then he said, he said, don't bring him to the games. And that's what he said. He didn't say the team, but they want to use the race game because the race game is the most volatile dragon. That's one of the seven heads of the beast. It's the most violent one. Because they'll throw that out there and say they're laughing at you anyway because many of us call ourselves niggas, and then you get mad when they call you a nigga because they got that game so in control. So right now we're losing out on the race game, and they playing us. Because right now that man ain't worried about nothing. Them owners already told him what to do. Now I want y'all to go on Google and put Magic Johnson to buy the Clippers. And guess what? Magic Johnson is putting in to buy the Clippers. Now, how does that happen? Just look it up. Magic Johnson is also about to buy the Clippers. So that seems like a play, don't it? Seems like a play. Why would she with Magic Johnson, and then he buys the Clippers? I tell you, they know how to use sex, drugs, and money to get us to watch a good soap opera. Go ahead, 6789. 6789.
Oh, 6789. That's not me.
Did he go up? Yeah, he dropped the call. Go ahead and go in. He dropped his call. So if he calls back, I'll bring him back in. Anybody want to get in?
Okay, you have a comment in your chat room from Old Mecca Ma. She says, are they repairing the railroad tracks in your area as they are in mine? That's a good question because, you know, they got railroad tracks running into the FEMA camps.
Our area, I have not seen it. To be honest with you, Florida is probably the worst place to ever escape from. So we haven't seen railroad repair. It could be happening in certain parts of Florida, but I haven't seen it in the part I'm in.
I don't know that she's in Florida. I don't know where she's at.
No, I'm just saying, sorry, where I'm at.
Well, Dry Bones, I'm in Miami, you know that. So I just finished coming from a conference in the Freedom Tower, which entailed the exhibition of railroads And there was a closeout panel discussion in reference to it. So, you know, apparently one of the panelists was saying that Amtrak won't, you know, they won't do that, they won't repair, but I think that's not true. I think they will,
well,
they'll, eventually they'll start heading down that way, even with
us. Well, we have one. We had one of the biggest, well, one of the biggest, because we had Henry Flagler. For those of you who don't know that history, look up Henry Flagler. And he was part of the Jekyll Island crew and them to bring all the railroads down here. So Rockefeller's had a lot to do with the railroads and the pyramids and so forth. So I don't know what they're telling, but I know one thing. There is a lot of activity that they don't want you to know about, and I hope Brother 85557 could give me some information on this. There was a firing, everybody, of 9 missile, nuclear missile people in Montana recently. For some strange reason, they claimed they was cheating on some type of testing. Did you hear that, Brother 85557?
I recalled the story just vaguely, but Air Force General and Navy admiral who had been forced to into early retirement. I mean, they were actually already, I'm sorry, not early retirement, but they were forced to retire, period. They had were involved in, like what you just mentioned, in extramarital affairs, and, you know, that's certainly conduct unbecoming of an officer against the Uniform Code Military Justice. So, but that was the story that was on the surface. The four-star general and the admiral, they were actually in the positions of overseeing or commanding America's nuclear deterrent to, you know,
that's
some
right.
of the highest positions. To highest positions in the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, so they
right.
were forced to retire amidst rumors of extramarital affairs. That was about all I heard about.
Now, Sister Ngoni, did you hear? Because I know you be on that site that gives a lot. Did you hear about the 9 that was all so far, and that the Russians were doing their so-called treaty that Nixon made for them to come and check our installations for nuclear bomb. Did you happen to see that article?
No, I didn't see that article, but what I do recall is that in Dyess Air Force Base in Texas, there was 9 high-level commanders fired after it was leaked out that 2 nuclear warheads was moved from Dyess Air Force Base without the proper paperwork. And Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, right after that got on television warning that if the Congress didn't let them go in and bomb Syria, that there would be a nuclear explosion over South Carolina.
Now, I've seen that, too. That was on some of the big reports as well.
You,
and these are
you think there might be a connection?
Yeah,
you think there might be a
connection? I do, because a lot of what's happened is, if people are not aware, there are a lot of military firing based on what brother just said, either infidelity or just not wanting to go along with the policies. And if they get caught up in something that they don't go along with, I told everybody this before, if you want to know what happens to people in high levels, just watch the movie Eyes Wide Shut. And you understand that. Eyes Wide Shut explained Stanley Kubrick movie. After Stanley Kubrick made that movie, I want you to know he was mysteriously killed. He died. So, excellent movie to see if you want to really get up into what the high levels of people in power do when they have to be told they have to quit. They always have some infidelity. And I want y'all to know this is not nothing new. Martin Luther King, who we all behold and love. Y'all don't remember Hoover said if he didn't stop doing what he did, he was going to reveal the tapes to Coretta. This is known activities that have been going on for a long time.
The mayor in D.C.
Mayor in D.C. They use these tactics, y'all, as a power play. And a lot of times we take it for granted because they show us so many soap operas. And the soap operas are really warping the minds of our generations into almost It's frightening. I can go to anywhere and ask somebody what's going on these shows, and they will know everything. If you ask them what's going on in a local, just local politics, they're looking at you crazy. So who's to blame? You know, I keep saying, who's to blame in this? You know, some of these are black politicians. Some of you sit, those of you on the church and on the lines, you sit next to some of these people who watch these policies go against you, not say one word to you in church. So you ask me, why is it that this is happening to us? That's why I say the first shall be the last shall be first, because you're not understanding that. I understand most of you who are here do, but just to let you know, this is why it's happening, because these symbols are being used against us. Now, let's go into some more of this information, because there's so much out here. I was talking on Sister Ngoni's show today, and she had a brother. What's the brother's name was on your show?
Brother Jami.
Brother Jami, a very intelligent brother. I enjoyed the conversation. And I asked him about, again, and I'm asking everybody who's out there listening, if the people do not know this is a Masonic Republic, that's like checkmate. That's like checkmate. Because that's why the board is black and white. It's like checkmate if you don't know that this is a Masonic Republic. And if you're not telling our people that's it, like they're telling yours, that's why many groups can say, I'm fighting for the people, because they know what the word people mean to them. And I'm not saying I'm using this, but it is a group because they are divisors. Now, let me get this straight to everybody so we can go in this conversation here. Not everybody white is your enemy. I just want to be out there with that. And many of y'all probably can say this yourself, that some of the other people have helped you more than your own people. So we don't want to be acting like this, that we ain't saying that, because we know it's true. We'll go get a Mexican in a heartbeat to fix our house, because we don't give brothers a chance, and they get lost after the first payment. That's how it works. So we trying to be real tonight. So what's happening is we letting this go on and on and on until we work ourselves out of the economy based off our own dislike of each other, placed on us by what perceived is a spell. And we'll get into that one day. I'd like for Assistant Goni and them to help me out, because we're going to have to go to the female principals and male principals to bring this fight together, because that blood moon, everybody, I want y'all to know this. If you have not nourished the blood moon, not in fear, but as one as bringing renewal. Red has other meanings. And the revolution means the renewing of the spirit of your mind. Why do you think that scripture is there? It means to renew the spirit of your mind. What makes your mind powerful is red blood going to the brain and oxygen. You need that. That's why some people hang upside down. So I just want to put this out there and keep the conversation going. Why is it that we're not looking at what we're doing? But the same thing going on with Reverend Pickney to everybody. Why are we letting ourselves off the hook? That's the question.
I have a question. I forgot to ask you, who do we need to call on behalf of Reverend Pickney? Who do you suggest we call?
Okay, Reverend Pickney, I'm glad you brought that up. Reverend Pickney has a website.
Who do we call to help him? No, who do we call as far as...
No, he told me, I spoke with him on Sunday, and he did tell me that to go on the website, and they got something hooked up where he can get help. Now, I believe that he's asking, they got a donation button, and I was going to bring that up as we go on, but I'm glad you brought it up now. He has a donation button to help him out, because this is a very serious court case that's going to take place. I think he talked to Sister Akila, and she spoke with him, and being that she works with lawyers, she spoke with him. I hope she's on here. Maybe she can give a little information, because she did speak to him. He wants to have people to just call the numbers that's on his website, and also call, they're going to have something there where you can call the mayor and so forth, and he has where you can help him out with the case. So that's going to be something, or you should just check it on out. And and do what you can. I'll be.
Can you say the name of his website for us again?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get it. You got to keep, Malika, you got his website, the website name? Because I said Bonkle, but I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
No, I don't. I was going to ask you for his phone number, too. I know it's
7-9. Hold on, everybody. I'm going to give you the number. So everybody online, he said use this number to call. And and he's very cordial, brother. I mean, I must say, I know the brother, and his spirit just hit me on the phone. He ain't kind to nobody. He for real about that. What he said actually took place. Let me give you everybody his number. Bear with me. Is that somebody calling?
It's not me.
Okay, are you ready? Everybody, listen up. Reverend Pickney, number is 269-925-0001. And you can put his name in Google. I'm going to tell y'all, put his name in Google, which is Reverend Pickney, and which is P-I-C-K-N-E-Y. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to pop up. He's talking to radio stations about what was going on. He's talking to the different politicians, and I want y'all to know something, so y'all hit the whole, y'all get the whole thing. The person who's running against this mayor is out of the Nation of Islam. He's a councilman, and he is from the Nation of Islam. So it's very curious and very let's just say, let us watch what takes place, because that's also a play. So we have the Nation of Islam that is running against this black mayor, who seems to want not go along the law based off probably what somebody's telling them. And, of course, they trying to make it seem like it's voter fraud so they don't have an election. Similar to what happened down here when a rich individual by the name of BMW Brayman decided to get one of the mayors out of here in Miami, and he did it with his money. This is a billionaire. So I'm going to show you how powerful it is. And he put the thing up, and he got the signatures he needed to have a recall. And this is in the rights of the people, y'all, to have a recall. So we should look at every, this is my opinion, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Don't y'all think everybody that's in position, since some of you have voted, y'all, some of y'all still do the political thing, wouldn't it behoove you to call these people on the carpet right now? I understand that, you know, maybe y'all don't want to because y'all want to make ways, but it's time to put them on the carpet. They are stealing. It has been proven that most of Congress in the District of Columbia is millionaires now. They started out regular, and now they're millionaires. How's that happen? How's that happen? You start off as a regular individual making $40. Go ahead. What you got to say, sister? I hear you talk. Go ahead. How's that happen?
That sounds like pastors, too. They do the same thing. They start off really small, and the next thing you know, they bloom out, and they're millionaires. And it's because people just give in to them and give in to them. They follow them. They follow these people, and they're not following themselves. They're not going in within themselves. People are programmed not to go inside them, spirit man inside. So it's easier, I guess it's easier for people to just follow man.
And that's what happened, I guess. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
I was just going to chime in and say, you asked a question earlier, and I think what Malika said is absolutely true. But you asked a question earlier about why do we keep doing this. Well, one of the things is because U.S. Inc. employs the largest percentage of black people. So people are, you know, a lot of times it's a conflict of interest, and they're compartmentalized. They don't know about this stuff we talk about the laws and the Masonic Republic. And another thing, that the fact that you know that it's a Masonic Republic, we have to address the other side of that. We have to understand that, yes, it is a Masonic Republic, but they don't really have jurisdiction over us. There's a document online called Are You Lost at Sea? If you go read that document, it's a PDF. It really explains the difference between the people and the Masonic Republic. Basically, there's no real citizens because it's a corporation. So the only citizens, quote citizens, are people like Warren Buffett, J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers. The rest of us didn't have no dealings, no contract with no constitution for the U.S. Constitution or for the, what do you call it, the corporation. How are you going to make somebody subject to a contract that they wasn't even thought about being born when it was written? Huh?
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even worse because you're absolutely correct. This contract never included us whatsoever in the concept, and we were never informed that we were a part of it. It just happened to be.
No, but see, the concept. The Constitution never included anybody. The Constitution was written to limit the powers of the U.S. corporation, the so-called federal government. And what's happened is the people have been miseducated, and they never were taught that the first 13 colonies were chartered corporations from King George, and when they set up the states, that the white people, quote, white people, that's not the color of their skin, that's their legal status. Their nationality falls under their state where they're born, because that was a continuation of the Articles of Confederation, which states white people. But we think that means the color of their skin. No, that means that they have a nationality. That's what the Moors is trying to teach us, that we don't have a nationality. And Dr. John Henry Clark used to say that all the time, that we still running around looking for a nationality. So the Constitution doesn't give anybody any rights. It only lists the rights that people have from their creator. But what's then happened is the federal government to put themselves in the place of the creator. That's why they took prayer out of the schools, and now that's why they targeting Christians, and people in the military ain't allowed to give money to any Christian groups, or they can be court-martialed. That's why all this stuff's going on. That's why they cutting people's heads off in Syria. That's Christians. And
well,
I'm not,
you know,
I really.
Long.
I'm not a religious person either, but connection to that.
But that's a long-standing war that if everybody due diligence, and I know they will, you find that it has all connection in commercial trade. The Crusade was about the trading routes of them going in to the East. They had to have those routes. The Crusades were there to fight it off, etc. But she's absolutely correct. What I'm trying to figure out, if this is true to everybody that we're going through, and it's all encompassing everybody. I mean, everybody, feel free. I got three of you in the mic. If anybody, and there's a lot of you out here, if y'all just listening, I love it. That's even beautiful. But y'all want to get in, you know what you got to do. You hit the number one, unmute yourself, and I'll bring you in this conversation. But as of right now, we have a good one, and we're going to keep it going. When the status was changed and going, in your opinion, and Brother Sean, your opinion, and Brother Mike, your opinion, when the status changed, really we wasn't really aware of it either. Basically, we're not aware of anything they did to us based off the fact that, you know, we wasn't really aware of what they were doing to us. So today it ain't legal, is it?
No, because, you see, anything that goes against the Constitution is null and void on its face. That's part of the law. And the other thing is the Inquisition. You mentioned the Crusades. The Inquisition is still in progress. But that comes out of the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
So they see the torture that was going on down there at Guantanamo Bay, and it's still going on. They send people out of the country to other countries so they won't be in the jurisdiction of the United States. All that's part of the Inquisition. And there's a good video on YouTube. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. I was going to say that you're actually, when you mentioned Guantanamo Bay, but those of you who don't understand that Guantanamo Bay, and I'm sure Malika will want to chime in on it, that's why I say that all these people are together. It's in the province of Cuba, Guantanamo Bay is. And have you noticed, everybody, they could easily get this man because they have a military installation that's torturing people right on the island of Cuba. But how's that done?
Yes.
The Inquisition is done. The Inquisition is done there because two popes have kissed the ground.
No, the Inquisition is going on everywhere on the planet, and they're over there messing with Cuba right now, as well as Venezuela.
No, I'm using that because everybody who's listening who says, oh, they love the Pope, and why Castro's doing that, that's one of the reasons why you'd have to know he's in cahoots with that, because of the fact two popes have been there, and no one has said one word in the region I live in, and they are still staunch Catholics waiting to kiss the feet of this Pope when he goes there. I'm going to bring some more people in, because now they light up. Go ahead. What you going to
do? Can you drop on?
Pull up.
I just want to comment. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Comment regarding those Americans, those of us, those Americans who historically have been law-abiding citizens and well-versed in the legal jurisprudence of this country. And you and I talked before about the landmark Supreme Court case Plessy versus Ferguson, and most, you know, most of us who know about separate but equal don't really understand the context of the law, and because it was, you know, that we Jim Crow laws or the Southern Jim Crow laws were incorporated into some of the legal jurisprudence, but there were those African Americans back during the late 1800s, and we talked about this before, we mentioned Black Wall Street, who knew the importance of Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, and they actually followed that Supreme Court ruling to the letter of the law by setting up and establishing their own municipalities. It wasn't considered racist. You have to if any of our conscious brothers and sisters who have a keen interest in the law and legal jurisprudence, go read Plessy versus Ferguson and find out that in the law it established separate but equal, and what that means is your own separate but equal schools, fire department, hospital, municipality, government services, everything, banks, and that was the key tool or resource that the members of that the community of Tulsa, Oklahoma, utilized to set up to establish the so-called Black Wall Street was banks. They used the law to establish their own separate but equal banks. Let me finish real quick. When the 1%, the J.P. Morgans and the Rockefellers and the Andrew Carnegies, when they saw black banks going up and establishing commerce in black communities amongst themselves, they quickly played the race card game again and brought in Brown versus Board of Education to reverse Plessy versus Ferguson. So to all my Morris brothers and sisters who always talk about this sovereignty, we had sovereignty. It was built into the law, separate but equal, and you had black communities. Look at Harlem during the so-called Harlem Renaissance. You had prominent, well-known, intelligent black men and women who were going about establishing their own commerce and resources, not as a racist agenda, but as a legal agenda, because they were following the letter of the law. And what happened is they made Thurgood Marshall and John Houston look like they were the black saviors, when in fact they were the black crucifiers, because they tried the case in Virginia, Brown versus Board of Education, and overturn the black sovereignty that existed according to the law. Brothers and sisters who want to jump on a 1952 doctrine called the UCC, when that was never part of Moore's doctrine. Noble Drew Ali, the prophet, didn't know nothing about the UCC. So Uniform Commercial Code is not Moore's doctrine. So this we are actually crucifying ourselves by going after all these other foreign agenda.
God.
And like
a go agenda. Hold on. Let me get some more people in because they're from. Now, I want everybody to listen to what the brother said. Y'all chime in if y'all do believe. I'm going to start opening up these more mics. Please, everybody. We want to give everybody a chance because now it's more people. 2 minutes. Try to get as much of your information out as you can. And understand that we just want to get everybody in on the call. I'm going to go to 3777. Go ahead. Hold on. Let me get you in here. 7777. OE Drive Bones.
That's why
go
they
ahead.
Made the Thurgood Marshall the first Supreme Court Justice.
That's why they did it. I feel it too. Go ahead, 777.
Hey, what's happening, Brother Drive Bones? Another interesting topic tonight. It's covered a lot. But I think, us not being organized enough to get into that mindset of thinking like a nation to really put in perspective all these agendas that seem to be simultaneously being implemented or by others and us not having any reactionary purpose to either gaining or taking advantage of any opportunities is the sad part of this whole situation. As you look at it, the front is so wide in terms of what's going on now, from the racial issue that are recently making the news, the international issues that are making news. But one thing we know for sure is that those powers that be are focused on economic agendas that do affect everyone. And usually it will be nations that are well organized and well prepared that can either defend themselves in these times or take advantage in these times. And that's the crux of our situation as a black community and as a race. For example, the gentleman for the team, Sterling, that's going through this issue right now with his racial comments, no matter what their agenda is and putting it to the public right now, if they're trying to create some type of synthesis to garner some type of desired reaction, it's clear the agenda is to maybe get some stimulation within the African community or some type of race baiting on to maybe form as a precursor to something else that's planned down the road. But even though, as a nation, we haven't really kind of gotten ourselves together to be able to put up a front and really analyze these different agendas.
That's why I think the think tank that can bring this out to the most clearest, easiest, simplest way of doing things, because we kind of complicating a lot of what's going on as well. Brother said something about Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. Many of y'all may know and who don't know, those of them who really established a lot of Oklahoma was some of the Seminoles and the Trail of Tears, a serious force that was in Florida. One of the last people who ever beat any military District of Columbia cavalry was a man named John Horse. Y'all look him up. I think I'm making it up.
And how do you spell the last name?
John Horse. It's John Horse. Like
Horse. Okay.
Horse. John Horse. He was the only one who fought the cavalry off with the Seminoles, and them. And they named, after they would had to be driven out, they made an agreement not to kill them, and they sent them all to Oklahoma on the Trail of Tears, and it was Jackson. And that's why they called the state city over here Jacksonville, because he was the Indian killer. And even though he couldn't kill them, they made an agreement that stopped the fighting because they knew that they couldn't win no longer. But these are the things that, you know, you ask about Black Wall Street. What a history. You know, we can do this, but you know what? The mindset, like the brother said, is not prepared. We are consumers. We have digested commerce so much. We have become the biggest consumers in the Western Hemisphere. Let me bring some more of y'all in here because I see a lot of y'all.
I think the brother is right on, and so are you. But one of the things I think we did, y'all pick it up when I said that Eric Holder has sent a letter to the Cree Nation to stay out of U.S. courts, and now they can have their own courts. You see, we always talk about our community and our nation. We are not a nation. And when we face that fact, maybe we can become one. What our best bet right now, because we don't have a long time, is to claim our indigenous status to this land.
Wow.
Now, would that go with Obama?
Yes.
Now, I heard a brother, and you know all this, Ray Ngoni, that Obama signed some type of bill that was very strange, a treaty to indigenous people. It was a while back. Didn't get much fanfare, but many of those in the know picked up on it, including you, Ngoni, as well. I'm not saying that's the cure-all, but it's strange some of these things that this guy does that is, you know, indigenous people type of thing that he has done. Again, I think we need everybody on the force to look at that, but she's right. Why would Eric Holder tell them to stay out of the courts?
He said stay out of U.S. courts.
U.S. courts, yes. Now, that's strange. What's the name of that show, Ngoni, so we can hear it again? What's the name of that show that you have?
It comes on every Sunday, and they broadcast live stream all day on Sunday. It's called These Changing Times, TIMEZ. And you have to go there. It's like a web. You have to go in and apply for membership, and you need to give somebody's name that's already a member because they have to approve membership. You can give my name. They approve me. They don't know me that well, but... You know, you can use my name, Ngoni Aw, NGONEAW.
There you go. Check it out. Let me bring in 7172. Go ahead, 7172. Go ahead. I hear you. 7172. You got your hand up. No? You sure? I'm about to put you out of there. All right. Go to 0299. 0299, you're on the air.
That's Brother Jameen.
Oh, brother, go ahead. Brother 0299, go ahead. Brother Jameen, nice talk with you.
Peace.
Peace, brother. Go ahead, make your statement.
I just had a question. A while ago you were saying something, but then a couple different people have been speaking since then. So I know you kind of like a lot of the things that you be speaking on here on your particular show. So my question was in regards to, let's just say, dealing with the Masonic Order, Jesuits, you know, all of those different orders, Knights of Columbus, all of these different groups, but mainly just our Shriners and our regular Masonic orders and stuff that we're dealing with within our counties and our cities, you know, as far as the government and stuff. To ask, because I'm not a part of it. I have family that's involved in it. I have friends, you know, and you only learn so much or know so much other than if you're not directly inside the lodge, affiliated with it, you know, through what we read in books, stuff that's put out from people that's in there, that have been in there that put out. And things that I've heard Dr. Ben talk about, Malachi Z. York and others, put information out about as far as the history of Masonic in regards to Kemet, you know, let's say, and where the history of it comes from. What part of it, because when you listen to it from a public standpoint, when people talk about Illuminati, a lot of people, you know, think about certain things symbolism-wise, or you always hear something, it's almost like a demonic connotation to it, or it's evil. So my thing is the representation of just what it stands for symbolically, a period. Are we saying that everything about that is evil, or is it some of the people that position themselves within it are using it to do corrupt things?
That's right. Now, that's a very good question, and I'm going to use it like the game of chess. There's black and white, which represents good and evil, and I'm going to use it in the Bible terminology. There was good. He says, I created good and evil. I do all things. They are duality. They are there, never going to change. They will be there. But what's happening now, the powers that be are using a certain type, and people don't like to hear this word, but it's a certain type of magic, and a brother gave it a certain name. Just like in Kemet, and all the other ancient civilizations, they all had what is known to be a sacred geometry, a sacred alchemy, that which will make man exist. The word 666 we have taken into bad context. You are man. 666 means 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 atoms. That's the makeup of carbon. That's the makeup of man. So they have used that into the negative to make you fear when it really is good. So what they have do, they have created evil out of which we came good, which we are under now, but we're coming out of it. Because those of you who know astrology and know it to be good and not evil, know that the stars are the signs of the heavens of time. And without that, we would not know where we're going. Just like we didn't know how to get to the north, guess what? A star told us. So in the east, how we find Jesus? With a star system. So that star system is known as Sirius Radio, which you listen to every day, which is the dog star, and which leads you into the Dogon star. So these things are manifestations of our ancient principles, which was good. But we ourselves, and I say it again, have turned good into evil. So everything now has become a mystery, which is our story. And so we have a hard time utilizing the powers that be. So what's going on today is we're under what is considered the good witch, which was in the Wizard of Oz. And then it was the bad witch. She was in black. And you can only imagine what that means if you already are not. You are already a Mason, my brother. And you always be one because you were born one. So that's some of the things that they would not want you to know. And my sisters, you are also one. Because regardless of what they have said in their book, you check the armpit of a man and let me know if he got an umbilical cord hooked up to it. If that ain't true, then God's a liar. Because he said, I change not, for those of you who believe in the Bible. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So why would he make up a story about a rib and nobody coming out of a rib today? But everybody comes out the umbilical cord or the cable toe of the woman. So she is the mystery. That's why it's called the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost instead of the Father, Son, and the woman. So this is the reason why it's wicked. Because they have taken out the two principles that create harmony, which I said in the Mayat, which is reciprocity, harmony, so forth. So I hope I answered it in a way, because I know there's a lot of people listening who might be in the craft, so I made sure they understood that I know what I'm talking about. We'll go to the next
one. Can I say something? Can I say something, Brother Darrell?
Go right ahead.
For the brother, I just want to simplify it just a little bit for him. There's something that we all carry with us. There's something that we all carry with us every day. That's probably the biggest symbolism that's hidden to the masses. And if you look at the uses of it and how it's explained, even in masonry, you understand it's the principles that make up masonry. From helping the brother out, helping the fellow man out, working on self, improving self, and your responsibility to mankind. Everyone wears a watch. If you don't wear a watch, you would probably never grasp the basic concepts. If you take that watch and you divide it into four quadrants, you apply those to the principles that are in the core of masonry. You understand what are they used for? You understand? From a compass to draw a circle, from a gauge to measure, they all work around the formula of even the concept of a watch, from divesting your time, et cetera, et cetera. Those brothers of the craft would know what I'm talking about, but even to a layman, you must understand that it's really on you. The principles are not good and evil. The principles, the original core of principles, is for the betterment of mankind, but however, they can be used to do evil as well as good. It's about returning to balance. Our ancestors had it right when they told us that, you know thyself first. Mm-hmm. And in knowing thyself, you will grasp basic concept, you know. And even I use the symbolism of a watch where it's divided. And even the core principle, I don't want to give it all because it is part of the brotherhood, but you divide your time to your fellow man, to your wife, I mean, and family, to your fellow man, to your responsibilities within the four quadrant principle, of which even a basic watch on your hand helps you manage. If you understand that basic concept, you understand why all the tools and what they're used for in the original concepts, from the gauge,
exactly,
the compass, etc. So if you understand
right.
those basic principles and you apply them to your life, you will achieve anything you so desire, whether it's for the good or even it's for evil, believe it or not. So the consequence, which we don't understand, is that is where the Almighty lies, because that's where the domain is out of our hands, in a sense. But understanding the basic principles, it's not about evil. Again, you say people talk about Illuminati as if it was evil. It's been used for evil, but the word itself is to be illuminated. What it means to be illuminated? To be enlightened.
That's
what
right.
is there evil about being enlightened? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that the game that's being played to keep you in darkness, to keep you on, to keep you kind of off balance.
Right.
And not being able to achieve that balance. So
it's not as complex as
you might think.
Hold on, let me make
Dry Bones, can I say
something.
Just something real quick?
You sure can, but let me hold you. Keep your thought for a minute. Now, that is coming from its origin. Its origin, what the brother was just talking about. But we're not in our origin. Unfortunately, we have been corrupted with what we hit. Go ahead, Ngoni.
I just wanted to add to what the brother said, that our time and attention is our spiritual currency. What we choose to focus on, like he said about the four quadrants, spend time on your family, helping other people. It's how we focus our attention. That's how they've been getting us. That's why they got the tell live vision. That's why they got all this pornographic stuff and all this other stuff out here to keep your focus away from doing what's right. And I think there, I want to say one more thing, and it is up to us, because the law of consequence comes in when you choose to ignorance, when you ignore what the right, we know right from wrong. When we sometimes we choose to do the wrong anyway, and that's where the law of consequence.
That's why, but that see that go with the same thing with the spirit of Maya. When you take the energy that she just said and you do good with it, the energy comes back as above, so below. But if the energy goes up negative, what do you expect to come with? And that's what's being projected. Our projection, of many who call astral plane, is in a wrong compass. That's why that compass you. A compass is to set a coordinate. If the coordinates are set properly, you will get to your destination. But they have made this coordinate like a rocky road, and we'll get into that later. But let me go to some more calls. Now y'all lighten up now. I see this conversation here getting out. Let's go to 7172. Go ahead, 7172, you're on the air. OE Dry Bones. I'm going to give you a few more minutes. I'm going to give you 1 second. 7172, you want to speak?
Dry Bones.
Go ahead.
Just want to simplify, give a simplified answer. Those of us who are traveling men or brothers or sisters who are Eastern stars, Brother Jonah Bay, you and I are familiar with each other, and just looking at the historical aspect of Freemasonry, the Freemasonry that's practiced today in our day and time originates back to Hellenistic. Alexander of Macedonia during his campaigns throughout Europe and North Africa, and of course when the invasion of Nubia or ancient Egypt during the 21st dynasty or 22nd dynasty, and they established the Hyksos dynasty, and the Greeks actually translate the ancient hieroglyphics. And they developed a philosophical, if you will, or allegorical interpretation of the monuments, of the pyramids, of the temples, Ta, the temple of Amun-Ra, the temple
of Horus, the temple at Abu Simbel, the Ramses temple, and the temple of Dendera. And so they incorporated ancient Egyptian architecture, like Brother Drybone said, of sacred geometry. These were principles of sacred geometry, and they incorporated those principles into Greek, what became known as Greek philosophy, the fine arts, Tuscan, Doric, Ionic, all these different forms of or Greek and Roman architecture. So the craftsmen or the guildsmen or the masons, the brick masons or the stone masons, the laborers who actually physically shaped and cut the stone to build the temples, to erect the temples, they were instructed in the more rudimentary or elementary craft of these Masonic principles on how to erect the great artifices in the temple. So that's your origins of Freemasonry that began with essential brick and mortar building by stone masons and who were learned in how to erect these great structures. And that became your Greek fraternities today, your Alpha Phi Alpha, Phi Beta Sigma, Kappa Alpha Psi, and things like that. Your Q Dogs, Omega Psi Phi, brothers and sisters who are attending a university where they're learning or first exposed to knowledge of the universe. They attended the university and they pledged these Greek fraternities, and they're indoctrinated as neophytes into some of the mundane rituals, and they take certain oaths and things to see how firm they are, to see how committed they are, to see how dedicated they are to the craft. Because when you're talking about building something, you can't have your laborers or your craftsmen, they all have to be on one accord, just like we were talking about today when it's time for any type of movement or, take action on a certain agenda. Everybody has to be on one accord. Everybody has to be of a certain skill set and knowledgeable. That's where most of us nowadays are exposed to the Greek Hellenistic form of masonry. So to your shrine, your Blue Lodge, your Red House, which is the Royal Ark, your Knights Templar, all those what are called the exalted degrees. Knights Templar became, and we talked about the Jesuits, the Knights of Columbus, all those became honorary degrees in the Masonic order. Your original Masonic degrees are one, are your first, second, and third. Everything thereafter are honorary or exalted degrees that got added over a period of time because they explored esoteric mysticism, had sacred rituals or Wicca or pagan, Hellenistic paganism incorporated with them. And those became additional degrees in Freemasonry.
Right. Hold on, because we want to make sure now.
Please, real quick.
Hold on. Let me get another call in because he's been waiting, and I've been wanting to put him in. Let me get him in the mix, and you can call. You be next and go. Let me get him in. He's been
Thank you.
There you go, right there. 6789. Go ahead. There you go. 6789.
Hey, what's up, Dry Bones? I'm listening. Everything is sounding beautiful and lovely tonight. It's wonderful. I just wanted to say two things. The first thing I wanted to just touch in when you were talking about how we under the spell. The spell is the spell of Kingu, which was actually cast back in ancient times from the moon gods, and we're still under it now coming out of it. This is why we're still like in the fog and the days coming into the sun cycle in this thing. So the spell of Kingu was very powerful. You know what I'm saying? It mixed a lot of truth with some lies, and, you know, and we're still trying to get out of it now. That's the spell that you were talking about earlier, that we, you know, we seem to be under spell when we cast it. The second thing I wanted to address is the caller that's about to speak right now. She was talking about the only way we're going to be able to survive is if we claim sovereignty. I'm going to give you a website. I was sent the article from the Naked Capitalism, and it's talking about a law that's about to be passed called the Trans-Pacific I'm looking at
partnership.
My computer now. I want to get it right. Yeah,
the
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Partnership.
Right. And you need to go to that website and read that. This is how they're going to try to stop sovereignty in the United States with this treaty. So I found
well, but see, I wasn't talking about that kind of sovereignty, brother. That's not what I meant. So,
okay.
See, yeah, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about we are indigenous to this land. We didn't all come over here on those slave ships. We're indigenous to this land. That's the reason why these people don't own this land over here. But we don't know who we are because we were hit upside the head and we lost the knowledge of who we are. So that's what I mean by sovereignty. I'm not talking about no sovereign citizenship and all that kind of stuff, file no paperwork and all that kind of stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about indigenous to this land. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I just want to say this real quick about the brother that gave all that beautiful knowledge about masonry. I'm talking about the temple not built with hands.
Well, that's true, too. But, now, hold on. It's actually, I'm going to bring my what's name finish. Finish your point 7689 because what she just said
I just wanted to address that. I only had them 2 points. My first point was dealing with the Son of Kingo. And then, the spiritual side of the matter that we're dealing with right now, the spell has been cast on us here, and we're trying to overcome it and get out of it, and we slowly are coming out of it as we go into the sun cycle. Like you said, the minds and the spirit beings that's dealing with humans is changing because of solar flares from the sun. We got 90 the energy coming into the planet every day. People need to go out and see the sun and do some meditation, and you're going to get change your spirit aura. So you can get with nature, and we can go do this thing. That's all I wanted to say.
Now, but all this ties in. Now, I want y'all to know all this ties in, because when she just said the whole answer, I ain't going good as well, you still know, girl. It is a temple made without stone. That's what you're building. That's what you're building, y'all. You're not building. It's called, I told you this a long time ago. I actually gave y'all the many of y'all know it. It's called operative and speculative. Y'all study those two words. What she just gave was the speculative interpretation, because when you build any building, however articulate it was, the brother gave you all of the structures that you see throughout all the world of the Western world, would be those particular looks for the Greek when he gave those descriptions. But she gave the end process, which should be your body. That's the greatest temple on the planet Earth, based off what you are made of, which I said was 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 atoms, 6 carbons. I'm getting the last one wrong.
That's the real definition for real estate. Real estate is your body.
That's it. It's your body. Your body is the real estate. And that's what... I'm gonna, hold on. Let me get some more, because now I'm all kind of called. See, once you say... Hold on. Let me get another sister in before you get in there. Let me get one more. 1-877. 1-877. Come on in there. Get on in this.
Hi. I was calling in to... talk about the Bacon Rebellion, and I know I'm changing the subject a little bit, but what I found fascinating about the story was that the Bacon, they came over from Europe and they were indentured servants, but they were trying to protect their land. When they came over as indentured servants, they gave them the bad land. And I guess they call it the back county farmer's land. And the problem with that was the taxes were definitely high, like you were saying, but the Indians wanted the land. And the Indians were had a relationship with the government. And that's what the rebellion came about. You know, they became revolutionaries. There's about 400 or 500 of them that started going against the government.
They wanted
their land, and they wanted to be treated fairly, and so they started killing and fighting against the government, and what resulted with that was they said, you know what, They even actually had the governor Berkeley had his ships to come over, his folks over Europe to even he needed help with this revolutionary. I mean, they were a rebel. They were rebels, and so actually, what happened was they said, you know what, we're just gonna have to get these black folks and these indentured servants. We're not gonna make them the lowest class. We're going to bring slavery in, and then we're going to solve this problem. And that's actually how they resolved the issue. And also what came out of that era was the right to bear arms to protect themselves against the Indians. And I said, you know, wow, you know, I love revolutionary stories, and I think that was pretty good. And I also just wanted to comment on Reverend Pinckney. I've definitely reached out to him today, and I will go on a website, and I hope everyone else does, because he's definitely not getting – he's not being treated fairly out there, and he needs people from all over the country to actually call on and help him out. And I also have a question for you. I'm not sure – I just want to also make this up. I don't know if you're familiar with the Vatican. This week they actually, I've never heard of this, made some Pope saints. And I'm not sure if you know about that, but they actually pour blood as part of their ceremony to inaugurate these popes.
That's what people do this every Sunday. Those of you who don't know, it's called the Eucharist. Even though you may not see blood, the Eucharist, where they drink his body, drink his blood, eat his body. That's what they sing in church. Drink his body. Drink his blood, eat his body. That is a sound of love. This is a song that's been played for those of you who are Catholic. And that's why they do stuff like that. Because, again, human blood or any blood of a vital living being is considered a grand sacrifice, particularly if you read the Talmud and these books. Babies are the supreme sacrifice. And, of course, they use stem cell research as proof of that. You mentioned another thing. That rebellion, y'all, it still goes right into the story today, because what she just said was that the Indians wanted the land back, or the indigenous. Let's just put the name. Let's pop the indigenous, who Ngoni said was here, we were here, wanted the land, that they made concessions with the British. See, these are things that we have to be told, too. We didn't just say, hey, we made concessions with these people, and they interpret our kindness into weakness by saying, oh, you want us to use this land here? And, of course, they had us signing little things, making, I just told you, land agreements. So real estate, what Ngoni has mentioned about your body being a real estate, the earth is just a manifestation of the body. So they have taken not only the earth, but your body at the same time. That's what they did, which would be a close to ecclesiastical law, which is something that one of these days we got to get into the whole concept of that, because that's in court, that's in law, and that goes to a lot of places. Let me get a couple more people in, then we can get back onto the big picture, everybody. I'm going to get to you, 5235, but let me get 3706 first. They've been waiting a long time. 3706.
How you doing, brother?
Go ahead. What's up, brother? 37, go ahead. Make a comment, please.
How you doing, brother? I think the majority of the problem is we're trying to assimilate to something that's not in tune with our innate nature. We're trying to assimilate into an invasion culture, someone that came to dominate and conquer. And we're trying to become like them when that's not the essence of our being. So the key is to know thyself is totally different than trying to assimilate into a system that wasn't created or intended for us. So no matter how much information we assume, no matter how many libraries we go to, we'll never be equal, because you're talking about the pale mental mindset that is based on white supremacy.
Dr. Levy, Dr. Levy, Fuller said it. We are by. Go ahead.
It's based on white supremacy. Therefore, I don't care how intelligent you are, how many books you've read, how many libraries you've accumulated, it all boils down to they will change the law just to keep you excluded from the inner circle.
Well, I mean, I'm revealing that because I'm letting people know that that's mostly going to be 99.9% what's going to happen. I mean, that's why I'm trying to bring this out of these obscure thoughts, because sometimes we've been caught up in the same mindset. You're absolutely right. The possibility of what you just said is probably very high because of the fact that we're dealing with something that is an entrenched game of white supremacy, which is being the whole basis of their existence. They have to play the race card, man, because I just said earlier, during the Beacon's Rebellion, when the poor black and poor white have driven them out and they were making a leash. Now, I want y'all to know something. I didn't say this earlier. What you think happened? This is everybody who's on the line, y'all on the line. What you think happened when these poor whites and blacks realized they drove them out and they were happy as hell? What you think they start doing? Anybody, just y'all on the line, what you think they started doing for the 6 months that they drove these people out? Come on, y'all. See, y'all laughing now, but let's be real.
What
they just
did.
Drove out.
They start loving one another like we better start loving one another right away.
That's right. That's right. See, y'all don't want to deal with
quickly.
Y'all don't want to deal with y'all don't want to deal with the prime. Well, I'm not saying all y'all, but people don't want to deal with the prime reality. If I just drove out as black and white poor people, and we just drove out the British Empire, and we happy as hell, now we drinking, having fun, but we know how to farm, we know how to eat. What's the next thing? I see a pretty black, I see a pretty white. You don't think they had sex? You are mistaken. And this is the reason why we're having this game today being played, because the sex game is the strongest game, because that is what the G is in front of the cops. You can play it like you don't want to play it. That's what the G in front of the cops means. So anybody who don't know that, I just told you what it really means. It means the
generative
principle.
That's
right.
Right.
So somebody tell me,
you know,
I've been
brother,
waiting for somebody to say,
the average person, the average person is afraid and hesitant to go take a DNA test. Why? Because in the genes, like you described, the protons, the electrons, the neutrons, the DNA, the ribosomes, they're gonna find that there's a combination of different races. That you're not just all black and nine ether, like, as you think.
There's only one race, brother.
That you have Asian, that you also have European in your blood. None
no,
of
brother,
us
there's
are,
only one
are,
race.
Are,
mitochondria DNA, but got everybody walking on this.
None of us are 4 feet tall. None of us are 4 feet tall, like Dr. David M. Hotep had described in his works. There is no pure race, purebred person walking on the face of this planet. So I encourage anyone, go take a DNA test. Go to AfricanAncestry.com. Go to DNAPrintGenetics.com and order the DNA test. You'll find out that you have Caucasian in your blood, that you have Asian in
That's
your
true.
Blood, Asian ancestry. So quit, you know, the race game is the oldest game on the face of the planet.
I hear what you're saying,
but that sounds beautiful, but the difference is melanin. We have and they don't, so we are different.
Yes,
so
they do have
clear.
Melanin.
Okay.
They can't
that's
live without melanin.
That's
you
that's true.
Everybody has
it.
Hold on. I'm gonna bring everybody back in, but y'all gotta hold tight, y'all, because we gotta get clarity on here. But I want everybody to get something out this show tonight. Okay, the brother said everybody had melanin, and many of you said he didn't. I'm gonna say this, that it does show that they have. They just don't have high in doses of melanin, from my research. We have higher doses of melanin. Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying that is because
tyrosine. The amount of melanin that tyrosine produces.
Hold on, we're gonna bring everybody back in, but I just want everybody to be, you know, everybody have a chance to press it, because this is gonna be some of the prime answers how this game. We're gonna beat this game by talking about this game and learning how to win this game with the race game. That's how we learn it now, because they have put this on us. Go ahead.
That brother that was talking about going to getting the DNA test, we're on the same page. We're just using different words. But see, what he's saying to me, sort of we're on the same page, but in a little different way. Because what I said was, see, we go looking to see how much we got of this and how much we got that. But what about the concept that there's one race, the human race, and many different ethnic groups and cultures within that group? Because the concept of different races came from a man, a German man named Blumenbach and his cronies that was trying to justify all the wrongs they had done all over the globe. There's only one race, the human race, okay?
No,
and so what
no,
I'm saying
true.
Is this. You don't need to go and get no to pay no $700 to find out what is some of this and some of that and some of that, because Lucy Dankness has the mitochondria DNA that all human beings walking this earth with. So they all came out of my womb. So I don't have to go see if I'm part Cherokee, if I'm part this. No. All I got to do is look in the mirror and see I got nappy hair.
No, I'm saying that the racist person that has a complex, that has a racial superiority or inferiority complex. I'm saying
let the
science speak. Let the science speak for itself.
Science lies a lot. Did you know that? Science can't answer the mystery. Science can't answer the mystery. They've been lying to us for 50 years about how DNA works. Y'all go listen to a documentary online. Oh, my God, I have to think of that man's name. It'll come to me in just a second. He's explained and had a big slideshow showing they've been lying to us for 50 years that DNA is not self-stimulating. We interact with our environment through your skin, and that tells your DNA which DNA to turn on and which DNA to turn off. They've been lying to us saying we're hardwired and you can have a history of this if your family has this in their DNA. But it's a lie.
Yeah, hold on.
Epigenetics.
I did see that video. That's why I'd like for everybody to look at some of the stuff that we discussed, because it does bring some clarity. There was a gentleman that I seen that she gave me. He was top cloning expert, and he admitted that the cell lives without a nucleus. They can make stuff wiggle and do all kinds of stuff. So he kind of broke that down. It was very simple, because he said to me, which made me realize he was true, he said, what I'm about to explain to you should be easy enough for a fifth grader to understand. And he did that. I always like a person to make things sound simple. Let me go to this other city here. I see right here, 45235.
I'm looking up his name right now.
That's 5235. Come on in there, 5235. 5235. I'll give you a few more seconds. 5235.
Brother, can I express something to the brother and the sister? It's not about the color of a person's or individual skin or DNA markers. It's about the mindset that the individual possess and the way they go about handling their business. The Caucasian or the pale mental mindset was based on domination and control. They disenfranchised their own women at the same time they disenfranchised Negroes or the Naga consciousness.
Uh-huh.
That's why when you look at the Republican Party, you look at a
okay. Okay, hold on, bro. I'm gonna ask you. Let me ask this brother question. Now, I understand what you just said, but let's get this clear, because I want us to be able to cleanse ourselves from this lie. Would it be fair to say that if we had sex with white women and our women had sex, we would alter the gene pool? Would that be fair to say? Would a gene pool
would
be altered?
Gene pool, exactly. Right.
Okay.
The main thing is, the main point is the fact that they're only a degeneration of our own gene. So therefore,
I'm saying I agree with you.
Generation of our own gene. But
what I'm trying to say is, we purposely, and I don't know purposely or I don't want to say what to say, but through this power that we take for granted as sex, which is the cloning mechanism. Mm-hmm. That's how we clone. Okay. That's how come our kids look like us. You know, our kids become right. Now, we got twins cloned. We kind of, when they say we created a being, wouldn't that be fair to say that us cohabitating, because in the scriptures, this word comes in, let us make sex with the daughters of man, depending on how you want to take it. I believe, in my opinion, and she said science is opinion, because remember, most of these are theses. They are opinions. They're not proven most of science.
Right.
So let's get that straight, too. Wouldn't it be the most clearest way to say is sex is the most manipulative mechanism on the planet to alter people?
You can alter the physical appearance, but you can't alter the mindset.
No, I agree. The mindset comes from
the mindset is what people are not keying on. People are keying on the appearance. The appearance is not always what it seems.
But everybody
knows what I'm saying.
Mindset.
I agree with you.
It's the mindset.
But you must equate that mindset to some level of vibration as well. So if the sexual part is the lower vibration, it has its manifestations as well. But I wanted to interject, going off topic, but staying back on topic, is that France, the Bacon Revolution itself, what I took out of it is that to stand up to tyranny, it's going to take brute force. There's no other way around that, you know. And if tyranny is left to roam unchecked, it will assert itself in a dominant fashion. So that was the prime example. But also the Francis Bacon Revolution, they also committed some genocide against the Indians, natives. So it's a confliction there. It's a confliction there.
But at the same time,
that a mindset that was brought over onto the territory that those Europeans bought also affected those that were fighting for their freedom. So there is the pollution there. But I want to go back to the concept
of...
Of that we being black Africans, the native, the first child of nature, we were blessed to have the genetic blueprint. Everyone that came from us is pretty much a mutation or a dilution of that. And we have not returned to that. I want to mention to the brother that's asking about masonry. I'm going to give you two names of two societies in Africa. Egypt was the combination of a grouping of many sources of knowledge and examples throughout Africa. But if you know of the Mende people or the Mende society, it's spelled M-E-N-D-E. And then you also have...
Can you hear me? Yeah.
The Pearl Society is P-O-R-O. Those are two indigenous African societies that formulated the original concepts of masonry, of society, that was drawn from. By the time it got to Egypt, it was at its heightened level. But if you want to know the primitive concept of where masonry came from the motherland, research those two particular societies, and you understand where those who are part of the Eastern Stars today, you have an origin. Brothers who are brothers of the craft, you have the origin, but you want to know where the basic foundation roots came from, look up those two particular societies. Also, it goes back to saying that we are the seedling race of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been tricked.
Exactly.
And we treated
it
as the worst. Isn't that something?
We have neglected our duties to regain the parenthood of this planet. And that's where we are today. This planet is in chaos because the original seedling race of this planet is in disarray. Until we grasp that concept, curious about the masonry and the evilness of it. No. Go back and research and look up Poro Society, P-O-R-O, and look up the Mende Society. It's in West Africa.
All right, hold on.
These are indigenous people.
Hold on, let somebody get in there.
Drop off, let me remind him. Imhotep said, I mean, we've been coming back and forth to North America for 60,000 years.
Yeah, see, I want everybody to realize what you've been hearing from different shows, because, see, the whole purpose of this and this whole time frame that we have to do this is to get everybody to see the link. We've been already hoping. Matter of fact, I talked to David Imhotep today earlier, and he's already going to, the tour is going to be coming up for Egypt and the Bahamas. So we already been here. That's already established. We've been coming back and forth from here. They got Khufu's boat. They got all kind of boats that they have seized in these museums. So that's not the issue. The issue is...
So when y'all start talking about some Indians, you talking about yourself.
Yeah. So the Indian... Hold on. The concept of indigenous people is... The point is, the first shall be last. And what was the reason for that? Because we stepped out of grace. We started selling. I want anybody to prove me wrong. If you're going to look up the first slave trade, it will not be white. Anybody got
to
say something to that?
Amen. That's right.
It will not be.
You know why? Because
we
were the first people of the earth.
That's right. So now we got to do what we need to do to. Now, it was words that we have taken out of place, atonement, which is very serious word. We got to come back into ourselves because we have already losing a whole generation of children today. We got to be the ones on this call.
Yeah.
Take time to talk to some of these kids. It don't take a lot to talk to a few kids on your time you have out here to give them some knowledge about what's going on. Because guess what? The next generation, after we all die, because we ain't all young, that generation going to be so screwed up because they have already put in place the mechanism for the total enslavement of mankind. Period.
That's right.
The total enslavement of mankind.
They're hungry for truth. They're hungry.
Now, we in the conscious community, and I'm saying this, it may not apply to everybody, but the conscious community has this thing about I know everything. I tell everybody every day I learn something new every day. Anybody that tell you they know everything, you better flee from their ass because they're about to get your money.
Yeah.
Because you about to.
That's true.
Anybody tell you they know everything and asking you, they trying to get your money. Because if they knew everything, we would be in utopia by now. But we're not in utopia.
Wow.
And utopia does not come without sweat. That's why it says, study the ant, thy sluggard. The ant is an industrious individual insect. See, that's how the God concept is. You should see beauty in ants, beauty in bees, if you know where I'm coming from. You know, these are special things that I'm bringing to you. And guess what we do? Every of those things, I hate to say it like this because I've given you kind of clues, an ant has a queen. And so does a bee. But that's not what it's about. It's not about that. Just show you the organizational thing that is going on. And so we are trying to realize we might have to join up with certain people, y'all. I want you to know and understand this. All the indigenous people did trade with every settler that they came across. They may have got played, but they did trade with them. So that means they are was into trade game, and everybody who came over to do trade was not white. The problem is we've been putting this face on the only people that's doing evil. He looks white, just like they got us. The only people who's doing bad looks black, when all along it's the same peoples who is in every part of the world. The brother gave y'all some good ass information about a four, the clock. I'm gonna tell you about four is foundation. So you won't say he gave y'all much. No, no. Four is foundation. All you know is each side makes 90. From 12 to 3, 90. From 3 to 6, 90. From 6 to 9 is 90. And from 9 to 12 is 90. That's 360. Then you break it down into the four corners of the elements. North, east, south, west. Then you break it down into all that. That's your life is on that clock. Really.
Right,
because
that's what I wanted to build
yourself,
on the clock.
Yeah, if you govern yourself to the clock. Now, many have said this.
Yeah,
Big Ben is big. The biggest clock that England have is called Big Ben. Now, I'm not going to get into that right now, but it was a clock maker over here. And I'm not saying black people didn't teach anything because black people of color. But we so wanting to show our wealth because you know why? For 300 years, we were told we did nothing. So now that we found that we did everything, we're getting carried away. We're getting carried away because we
found, overcompensating
right now. We're overcompensating because we think, there you go.
Yeah, we overcompensating it right now.
That's right. We overcompensate because for 300 years you was told you did nothing. Should Ngoni name the same Bombak? I told you the same thing. That Caucasus Mountain story, y'all, and I hate to put people on this, but the Caucasus Mountain story did not happen with the Nation of Islam. The Caucasus Mountain story happened with Bombak and them saying that they wanted to identify white skin to a landmass. And because the Caucasus Mountain was pure white with snow, that's where they claimed. Now, y'all go look that up and see if I'm lying and come back and prove me wrong.
Nah, you're right.
And you know what, Drop Bones? I found the name of that documentary, The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, tell you how they've been lying to us 50 years about DNA.
That's right. They're lying about a lot of stuff. And so y'all, this generation here and all you on this line, y'all are the vanguards of the New World Order. Because guess what? The order is ours. Mm-hmm. Only thing new about it is we don't know it's us. But now if we find out that we are
I just want to say one thing. I feel everybody. But to me, it's like the children, everything that we're talking about, all the callers that's on the line, I love y'all. I've got mad love for y'all. We need to teach our children the foundation. And
that's
all the stuff that we're talking about, all of us, they need the foundation. If they don't have the foundation, they're not going to be able to go into the future because there's no stability. So they need to know this. We need to put this in their head, and then they can go do their own research after they have their foundation.
Well, first thing you need to do is snatch them out of these enemy schools.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hold on.
That's true. They need the facts, and they need the foundation, and they need the facts so they can make a solid mental decision on which way they want to go going into the future. Because the future is not going to be pretty, man. We in the bottom half of the circle, and it's not going to be pretty. We coming out of evolution into revolution. We got to remember that. All of that back half of the cycle was evolution. They tried to make us seem like that was the way to go. No, we revolutionary people. So you coming from evolution down to the bottom, which is six or three, and then you going back up the scale. So now we in between rock bottom and four. So we in a revolutionary cycle. So mind, spirits, everything is changing right now. But if the kids don't have the foundation, they lost.
And, hold on, let me get I see some more. Let me get these two callers in, and because they've been waiting a long time too. 1587.
Hello.
1587. You want in? 1587. Oh, you drive on.
Yes, this is Brother Tyree. I agree with everybody on the call, but the thing, like my brother was saying, we're not teaching what to do with a dollar. And if we want to get on the even playing field, it's great to quote a documentary, a verse in a book, but we are great people. And so it is our right to stand out and floss, but learn how to floss. Learn to what to do with a dollar. Nobody is talking what to do with the dollar because the dollar,
is a debt note, brother. It's a debt.
Hold on.
It is.
I understand that. It's a debt, but I bet you if I take it out your pocket, it's not a debt no more. It's value to you.
They're getting ready to crash the dollar, brother. That's what all this.
No. I'm not going against what you're saying, but listen to understand what I just said. If I take it out your pocket, it's value.
Mm-hmm.
So we can call it debt and give it energy all that we want, but if we're not
teaching
kids what to do with a dollar, hold up. Let me. I'll let you. You know, I'll listen to y'all too. If we're not teaching them what to do with a dollar with the debt that we all are waking up every day going to work for, we're losing them. It's cool to quote books. I'm all with you, but what are we teaching them to what to do with a dollar? how to invest and put 10% of the tithings and put 10% here, save it, pay yourself first. Nobody's talking about that. We're talking about what books are telling us, not what reality and what the daytime.
Well, hold on. Stay on it. Hold on. I'm going to bring back a question. Now, I'm going to bring up something that the brother said earlier. The richest community in one time was Black Wall Street. We did know what to do with money. And a lot of communities prior to integration knew what to do because we had business. A couple of things happened, which you are correct. We need to teach the basic of economics, which we do not get taught, period. My generation never got taught, and I graduated in the 80s. Never taught us economics, banking, Wall Street, that stuff. And I knew they wouldn't because after what I learned now, you're right, they wouldn't. But what happens is with us, and you tell me if I'm wrong, when we get money now, when we had money before, what happened? We got intimidated because they were so jealous. Wall Street got burnt up by bombs that was dropped on them because of a racial connotation of a report of a black man or a white woman. That was the time frame that they was using to get blacks in serious trouble. We had that. Right. Now, we kind of like nervous to do anything. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because when we was being terrorized and not realizing it to the extent it was, we allowed, which is something that I tell people all the time, we don't understand immigration either. I wish we would learn immigration because that's the main tool to weaken people is immigration. Because while you're trying to get on your feet, the floodgates are coming in, and everything you've been promised that you claimed you were supposed to be doing, now other groups are getting it. So right now, there is no way to put the money back to the community unless we just strictly just automatically rebel against it because most of us are dealing with the Arabs now. Am I correct to say that? Many of our merchants are Arabs in our black community?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But I also want to say that Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X got killed, but we're still fighting for revolution. We're not stopping. Why? This and it's my first time on it, and I love the call, and I want to get on even more, but we're not talking about the dollar. We're debating about intellectual information that we receive, but we're not teaching nothing about the dollar and getting kids on these calls. And me moving forward, let's get our kids on these calls and talk. And let's stop giving them the energy vibration.
I will take your. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll take your what you're saying, and you put them on here because many of these brothers on here, particularly those, they can talk about the dollar all day because they've been on. I've heard them on the. And you're right. The dollar needs to be discussed because even on Ngoni's show, she had to make it clear. It is a debt instrument, but you just said if it comes out your pocket, because that's all we know. We make the money worth what it is. I'm sure you agree with that. It's what we say. If it's worth something to us, it's worth it. Problem is, you're right. Our investments are not being taught. Now, here's the thing with me. I was telling people for years, all who know me on this thing, I said, well, hell, take your money out of banks, get gold and silver, or get silver. That's the only real lawful money. Is that correct to you? Is paper money or is gold and silver money in your mind?
I agree.
Which one's more?
Hmm?
Okay. See? Now, we bring that up to our people is that our people believe in the paper money so badly that's why we is having us a hard time. You know as well as I do, in the Constitution, the only lawful money is gold and silver. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that, any of you who know the Bible, it says God money is gold and silver as well. But now we try to tell people, look, you see what they're doing? They're asking for the gold. They're asking for your gold. They're asking for the silver. They're asking for you to give up the money back to them because they melted it down. You're right. We need to have a show about that. And so I'll be glad to have you on. You bring people. I'm not. See, it ain't about me, man. It's called Dry Bones Connection.
No. And I'm gonna finish with this. And the only thing I'm saying is, if we can turn on our radio and all of us can sing any song that's current within the last 2 years, it's the repetition and the vibration that we're allowing to come into us. Let's change the vibration and the words. I'm not saying the value of the dollar is important. I'm just saying that let's change the vibration and put the value on ourselves to understand that even if they change the from the dollar to gold or silver, whatever, all I'm saying is let's have more conversations about that and let's stop giving the energy towards things that we can't go against once we learn the secret. And we all on this phone know the secret. It's dealing with the vibration of what we choose to talk about. That's all I'm saying.
Because money, and you, bro, you got my 100. Go right ahead. I'm going to bring everybody back in, so
okay.
I'm going to bring, hold on.
Thank
go,
you, guys.
You go, ask your question.
I thank God for letting me speak.
Go ahead, ask your question, but I'm going to bring everybody back in. So be,
go ahead. I have heard in the show in the past the word bartering. In antiquity, what did we do in antiquity? So can we go back to that? Because then that's going against their system. If we go back to antiquity, and I've heard this, you know, the bartering system.
Well, I'm gonna say this, y'all. All you guys are on, so be careful. Try to be polite. I just want to say one thing.
My whole thing is everybody is missing post-traumatic stress syndrome with African Americans in this country. We're talking about, like the brother just said, why are we not spending our dollar over here? Why are we not teaching our children? Listen, we in a stressful post-traumatic syndrome state. We trying to keep up with the joke. He had this conversation like an hour ago about how we want to assimilate ourselves into the culture. So you got to disassimilate yourself before you can tell me how to spend my dollar. Because everything that you see under this rule, you are the biggest consumer. We are the biggest consumer in this country. Yeah. And we have a syndrome. So we are messed up. So you're going to tell me you want to teach the children how to spend a dollar and invest it when you got Nike going for $125. I'm just looking at Fabulous Atlanta and Big Boy got $10,000 sneakers. That is not going to happen, man. We need to deal with the issue that we have of trying to keep up and assimilate with the other race.
We go back to the fundamentals. A nation that's organized can better protect itself. Black Wall Street couldn't be protected. Rosewood could not be protected. As a nation, we need to learn to build those foundations so that we're able to deal with these. Well, I would call them invaders, economic invaders.
Could be done in this country? Seriously, I want your honest opinion on that.
The time is right for it.
But can that be done here without us dealing with government tyranny and persecution?
It can be.
I don't think it could be done.
It can be done because you have other nations. You have other nations building wealth on top of your disarray. If you remain disarray, other nations are coming in and building wealth on you. Clearly, if you were to organize, you would be able to stave up and put up an opposition to that. If you organize, other nations are coming in and bleeding your community, bleeding your people. That's a fact. But if you unite,
all the attempts that we have had in the past years to try to
Hold on, we're over time, and I know everybody, this is a hot subject, so that's why I love it. We're going to get more involved. But I want y'all to realize facts matter. The brother just said something that I really have to say makes sense. Right now, if we continue this path, Dr. Claude Anderson, many economists have said we will be a permanent underclass. And I'm saying this because the brother said about the dollar. First thing about the dollar is, that we need to realize, we give it to the Arab stores daily. You want to stop? If you really want to do it, the brother just said something simple. He said, we can win this. How about not go to the Arab stores? Guess what will happen?
Yes.
Guess what will happen? You will create a shift. You would make them trip. They would trip out. They would trip the hell out if blacks did not go to the Arab store for one full day. But the problem is, y'all said it too, the mindset. The mindset of our people will not allow us because we have not penetrated that one thing. Now, hold on. I'm going to take one more call because they've been on here a long, long time. I didn't even know they was on here. I'm going to give you one more time. 8638, make your comment because we're going to leave this show soon because we're over time. 8638. You've been on here. You sure? 0638, you want to say something?
Yes. Good evening, Buzz Drybone. I would like to speak to all the brothers that's on in the craft. You know, one thing we need to realize is that that 1776 mess is really a divide and conquer because in the end it's going to be a big double cross on all of us and we're going to discard it because we know so much and we know what's going down. So y'all stop that divide and conquer by you can't share the knowledge and uplift the youth and all that. That's BS. Come on, brother. Y'all get with it and get this knowledge out to the youth because it's very important.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Hold on. I'm going to cut out. Yeah, let y'all ask. What the brother said to all of us who are in the craft, we do tell everything when we amongst people. And like, if your brother was to come, you would get the whole story, not just verbally. We will show you visually, and it will help you to see the quick game. But being that I know you are already knowledgeable about this, yes, the story is about us. But it's hard to get our people to engulf that story when we fight in the biggest manifestation of literary lies, which would be the Bible. The Bible is used in such a way that we have to be super sensitive to our people because the minute we go overboard on that, they want to kill us. So it's like you have to almost wash one hand with the other. But he's absolutely right, y'all. This is the reason why people call it, and I'm going to say this clearly, revolutions are never made with the masses. That's why I asked y'all, did y'all read that? It was only 3,000 blacks and, 6,000 whites. That ain't that much. But you know what? Because people must organize in small groups. Because if you ever look at rebellion, I hope y'all look at all of them. Start to look at rebellion. In order for you to know about rebellion, you got to read about them and see the strategy they use and understand what they did. The remnant will never and always will be the ones that do it. The masses will never. I hope y'all understand this. I'm just wanting to see what everybody will say tonight. Never will the masses come on board. Never. And you give me a revolution to have, and I'll be glad to listen. But never will the revolution be done with a mass of people. It's always done with a small, consolidated group of people. And it will still be that way. And it's only being done today. If you notice, the revolution is being pulled off right now, and y'all not paying attention. Some of you are. It's right there. It's right there in Montana, Arizona, right now. When you stand up to the federal government and tell them you better back down, you about to see something. Imagine doing that in the hood. They would have helicopters and bombs. It would be raining down on us. But it's something strange about this, y'all. And people will say this. I'm gonna let this call go. I hope to hear all y'all on Wednesday to come in. The people are being heavily taxed, including us. Our backs are becoming against the wall. Many of the jobs you thought you had are not as good as you had. Obamacare is going to kick in, everybody. You will be penalized if you keep going along with this. So you write. The handwriting on the wall. A handwriting on the wall. You will react one way or another. You will react one way or another. I'm asking all y'all because y'all know y'all should be better prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically. Make your comment last because we're about to hang this up. Go ahead.
This is something that Nikita Khrushchev said in 1959, and he said it in general for the blacks, the whites, everybody. He said, your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. You know you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find that you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. Nikita Khrushchev, whatever his last name is, 1989.
Nikita Khrushchev. Now, I'm going to leave on that because, see, that's why it's important to read. That's why it's important to know history. Because if you know how to read your history, you will know all that the money is illusionary. The money's illusionary, everybody. I don't want to keep saying it. The money's illusionary. Like the OJ say, it backstabbers, for the love of money. You are not getting the understanding that money's illusionary. We keep saying it again, money's illusionary. And we're killing for monopoly money when money will be soon digitized. And for Nikita Khrushchev to say that, and I keep telling everybody, I will stand by that. Y'all bring the proof to prove it wrong, because this is a show that facts matters. This is a talk where facts matter. Prove it wrong. Y'all know as well as I do, I told y'all back in the third show, the Communist Manifesto, and it seems like no one really paying attention to the Communist Manifesto except for a few. You are already in communism. You can't tell?
Yep.
You're being forced into health care. You're being forced into all kind of tax regulations. They're taking over communications. They're trying to take over all seaports. They're trying to take over all water. You heard Reverend Pinckney tell you that they were trying to buy Lake Michigan. And yet, the dry bones are waiting for the four winds to blow. And when they blow, I hope all you are ready, because like Hurricane Andrew, you won't be getting out of this shit. All right. Good night, everybody.